The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 45 and 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 5th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: He, Dronacharya, is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. His wife, Kripi, did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son. O most fortunate one who knows the principles of religion, it is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and
worshipable. Virasu Kripi Tad Dharmagya Mahabhava Bhavadvi Gauramankulam Vijinang Narhati Praptum Pujyang Bandham Abhichnasa. So, in continuation of the Pandava's position in relationship with Dronacharya, the Guru, so many things have been explained by Draupadi. So, she is not ordinary woman. She knows everything of the religious principles, and therefore she is teaching the assembly of respectable, learned persons how the spiritual master should be respected. Drona is also qualified as Bhagavan. Bhagavan Guru. Anyone who is extraordinarily powerful, he is addressed sometimes as Bhagavan. Narada Muni is also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. We have explained the different features of Bhagavan many times. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya siya. So, the Supreme Bhagavan is Krishna. Nanyat parataro matlab parataram nanya. There may be so many Bhagavan, but the absolute Bhagavan is Krishna. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya, not samagra, but the Supreme Personality, he is samagra. The others, they have got to certain extent the qualities of Bhagavan. In that sense, they can be addressed as Bhagavan, but they are not samagra. Samagra, samagra means the complete. That is only attributed to Krishna. Nobody else. Sai is a Bhagavan Drona, Prajarupina Vartat. Praja means offspring, son, daughter also. Prajayati, one who is born of the father. Without father, there is no possibility, son or daughter. Therefore, Prajayati, one who gives birth and the Praja. Praja is the product of the body of the father. A son or daughter, they may be different persons, but they belong to the body of the father. Yatha yoni, yatha bijam. Father is bijam, just like bijam, the seed. The seed is the tree, later on. Similarly, the bijam, the seed is put by the father in the womb of the mother. And as the seed implanted in the earth and taken care of with watering, sprinkling, it grows to a big tree. Similarly, the seed is sown in the womb of the mother, and the mother takes care of the seed, and it comes to a big body later on and comes out. This is the process of birth. So, in one sense, between the seed and the tree, there is no difference. Similarly, the seed of the father and the father, there is no difference. Here it is prajarupena, vartate. So according to Vedic culture, if one woman has got son, she is not considered to be widow. Widow means one who hasn't got husband, or husband is dead. So, if the husband's representative is there, so strictly speaking, she is not widow. So, prajarupena vartate. Again, the wife is considered ardhangini. I think in English also it is said better half. Wife is considered half the body. The left hand side half. Perhaps you have seen the picture that Krishna and Radharani, one body, the left hand side is Radharani, right hand side is Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vititi Alladini Sakti Asmat Ekatmanabha Bhi. Radha and Krishna, they are one. But for pastime, they have become two. Ekatmanabhapi deho hedau katoto. Again, Radha Krishna is united. Chaitanakho prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaitkamaptam. So these things are there. So wife is considered better half. Adhangi. So the adhangini is there. And the son is there in so many ways, they are convincing that do not think that Dronacharya is dead and gone. He's convincing this point. Dronacharya is still existing. So, killing the son of Dronacharya means killing Dronacharya. So do not do this. He's putting so many arguments. Then, tad dharmagya mahabhaga bhavat dhi gauravam kuram. One should act in such a way that it should be glorified in the family. The family consideration is very important in Vedic culture. The family does not mean that only a husband, wife, or a few children. No. Family means generation. That is basic conception. So, if something is wrong done by any member of the family, that becomes a scar to the whole family. So he is from family wise, she is warning that do not do anything which will be a discredit to the whole Pandav family. Vijinang narhati praptam pujyam bandham avikshnasa. So, the guru and the guru's family, they do not require to be chastised or punished. It has been misused in so many ways. In Bengal, that's right, they say, Nityananda Bhangsa, coming from Nityananda. So, Nityananda had one son, Birbhadra, but Birbhadra did not marry. So, there is no dynasty by Samina. By Nityananda Bhangsa means by disciplic succession. So, not only it is now, from time immemorial, Guru's dynasty, even in Mohammedan religion, there is such sentiment, Muhammad and his dynasty, Hussein, they are taken very respectfully. So, considering all points, the Guru's respect must be maintained. This is the sum and substance of the instruction. But there is other opposite instruction also. If the Guru is not in his proper way according to Shastra, Guru means he must be abiding by the rules and regulations of the Shastra. Sadhu Guru Shastra. Sadhu means one who is obeying the rules and regulations of Shastra. Shastra must be the medium. Without Shastra, nothing is acceptable. That is spoken by Krishna. Kasma Shastra Vidhanam. The Shastra Vidhanam Sridhya Vattati Kamakhar. So, nobody can transgress the rules and regulations of Shastra. And what to speak of Guru? Guru is Achar. Achinati Dasastrani. One who knows the rules and regulations of the Shastra, and he teaches his disciple according to the Shastra, he is called Acharya. Acharya, Guru, is as good as God. Sakshat Haritena. Acharya should be respected as Krishna. Therefore, Acharya Upasana, Navaman Netakar Hiti. If somebody foolishly thinks that they are worshipping a man, he is like me, and he has taken the seat, and he is taking worship, respect from disciples. Sometimes they question like that. But they do not know that how Acharya should be respected. Acharya should be respected Sakshad Hritvena, just like God. It is not exaggeration, it is according to the Shastra. And Acharya also accepts all these respectful obeisances to carry it to the Supreme Personality of God. This is the process. As we receive knowledge from the Acharya, similarly, our activities, the result of activities, is carried by the Acharya to the Supreme Personality of God. Acharya does not accept anything on his own account. Acharya accepts everything on Krishna's account. That is the principle. And because he is representative of Krishna, he is dealing on behalf of Krishna. We have got in practical experience formerly in British government, there was Viceroy. Vice means in place of, and Roy means royal, king, Viceroy. So, this Viceroy was respected as the king, as the emperor. That is the process. When he is no longer a Viceroy, then he is not respected. But so long he is acting as Viceroy, and the rule was that whatever presentation was given to the Viceroy, he did not accept it personally, it was kept in the state. So these are the process. So Guru Acharya, being representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should be worshipped. Nāvamannetaka nāmatta buddhya asuveta. Never think of envy. As soon as we become envious of the Acharya, there is fall down immediately. Yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. And this is the teaching of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. He is also Acharya, Acharya Parampara. So, nāvamannet karhiti, matta buddhya. Acharya should not be considered as ordinary human being. Vaishnavi jati buddhi, guru su naramati, ati Vishnu siladhi, guru su naramati. These are the injunctions. Naraki. Everyone knows that here is vigraha, Gaurvitai vigraha, Krishna Balaram vigraha, Radha Krishna vigraha. Everyone knows that it was these vigrahas were ordered from Jaipur and it is now installed. But why people are coming in thousands to see the vigraha? They do not know that it is made of stone. Everyone knows. Maybe one or two may be coming sentiment. Every temple, just like Jagannath Puri temple, everyone knows that Jagannath is made of wood. Then why lakhs of people are going there to see? Similarly, Balaji, everyone knows, is made of stone. But thousands of people are going to see. So this is a system. This is not artificial, this is a system. One, as the vigraha Vigraha means the form of the law. There are eight kinds of the forms of the law. They are made of stone, they are made of wood, they are made of jewels, and sometimes they are made of painting, metal, so many, there are eight. All these vigrahas are to be worshipped. That is mentioned in this hospital. Painting also, if there is painting, or in, if you think of the form of the Lord within the mind, that is also the class. Dhyanavastita tadvatena manasa pasyantijam yogina. The yogis, they think of Vishnu form within the core of the heart. That is also vigraha. Don't think that is imagination. That is also vigraha. So there are eight kinds of vigrahas, and each and every one of them are as good as the other. Similarly, vigraha of Guru is also sakshadharitena samastha shastri. This is the injunction of the shastra. And maybe in the shastra, but it is not carried. No, it is carried. Sakshadharitena samastha shastri yukta, it is said, tatha bhambataiva sadvi. Those who are aware of the shastras, that's why we have installed the deity according to shastra. There is nothing imaginary. It is not idol worship. Idol worship is different. Just like the Western countries, they put an idol on the street, on the park, as the resting place of the crows, and passing stool on the head. That is idol worship. These so-called statues are in stone, and without any protection, no. Our worship is not idol worship. This is deity worship. We construct temples and spend lakhs of rupees to install the deity. It is not idol worship. Idol worship is different. Therefore it is warned, Ati Vishnu Siladhi. If somebody thinks that the vigraha is idol worship, there are so many rascals, they think like that. Why you are worshipping in the temple? Amongst the Indians also, the Arya Samajis, they protest against temple worship. But who cares for them? Here in Vrindavan, there is Arya Samaji temple. Nobody goes there. But this is a new temple. Recently started, and thousands of people are coming. Why? All of them are fools and themselves. This is exactly according to the shastra. And the argument that God is everywhere, why you should go to the temple? What is this nonsense? If God is everywhere, why not in the temple? But this is their argument, nonsense argument. God is everywhere, but not in the temple. This is their argument. So we do not care. So nobody cares. So many agitators came and gone, but the Vedic process will go on. Let the dogs bark, the caravan will pass. There is no division. So on the whole, this is Vedic civilization. that the vigraha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted as He is present, we should take it that Krishna, actually this is the fact, as you have read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was the Sakhi Gopal history, and the two Brahmins, they promised before the deity, and later on there was misunderstanding, and the deity from Vrindavan went to bear witness in Orissa, more than thousands of miles away, and that Sakhi Gopal, witness Gopal, Sakhi means witness, is still being worshipped in Jagannath Puri near, there is a station, Sakhi Gopal. So, as the deity of the Lord, Vigraha, should not be considered as made of stone, wood. Similarly, Guru also should not be accepted as ordinary human being. He should be given all respect as we give to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is being explained by even one Omer, that is Vedic culture. Draupadi is explaining the importance, and she has said, Saisa Bhagavan Drona. She's quite right when she accepting Drona as Bhagavan. Saisa Bhagavan Drona Prajarupena Vartate, and is present by his praja. These things should be taken very seriously. Instruction. Therefore, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam Amalam Purānam, this is Praman, Pramanik Grantha. Pramanik Grantha means Sabda Praman. Sabda Praman, Anuvān Pranām, Praman, and Anuvān, just like his sound is going on, one who knows that's all right. But we can hypothesis, we can think that some machine is running on. We may not know what is that machine. This is Anuman. I have not seen the machine, what kind of machine is running on. But I can think of, imagine that it may be some machine is running on. That is also another pramana, hypothesis, inductive, deductive. They are also analogy. There are so many processes. So, here Krishna and Guru, they should be accepted on the same level. Therefore, Draupadi has addressed Dronacharya as Bhagavān, Sakshādharitena samastra sāstri yuktasthathābhāv bhatai vasthi. It is accepted. We should also accept. Thank you very much.